The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ Our beloved prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم has stated, anyone who recites once درود upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal will send 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madri channel, it is stated that there was a woman. She cooked curry for her husband and by mistake she put lot of salt in that curry. After a while, her husband came and sat for eating. And on the very first morsel, he got angry. But all of a sudden, he got peaceful as well. He thought that this is mistake of my wife, but I also make lot of mistakes in my life. What if on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal gets angry upon me because of those sins which I have committed in my life? So after thinking in this way, he got calmed. It is said that years after years passed, and then one day that person passed away. Someone saw him in his dream and asked him, what did Allah Azza wa Jal do with you? He said that I was sinner and I had committed lot of sins in my life. The torment was about to catch me, but Allah Azza wa Jal said, oh my bondsman, once your wife put a lot of salt in curry by mistake and you got angry, but still you didn't do anything with her. So because you forgave her, I am also forgiving you. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, there are three qualities if found in a person, Allah Azza wa Jal will send him by his mercy into paradise, and his accountability on the day of judgment will be conducted in a very easy way. Sahaba Kiram Alayhi Muridwan inquired as to, Ya Rasulallah, what are those three qualities? Aqad Alam Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam replied, you shower your favors even upon that person who deprives you. You mend your ties even with that person who cuts ties with you. And then Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and you forgive even that person who oppresses you. Hazrat Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam asked from our Rabb Azza wa Jal that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the most honorable person in your sight? Allah Azza wa Jal said, he who forgives others, although he is capable of taking revenge. It is written in Ihya'ul Ulum, volume 3, page number 219, that a man was making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he was saying that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I do not have any wealth or property to give as sadaqah, as charity in your way. But I have made one intention, and that is that I will forgive even that person who disgraces me. The narrator says that after a while, wahi, revelation came to our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that I have forgiven that person. The viewers of Madri channel, every one of us is surely a sinner, and every one of us is in the need of mercy and forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. But those people who forgive others, they deserve the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal more than anyone else. So if someone has been rude with you, forgive him. If someone has violated your rights, if it is possible, please forgive him. If someone has done anything wrong with you, and if it is possible for you to forgive him, then please forgive him, because in this way you will be able to earn not only the reward but also lot of favors and mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. Dear viewers of Madhi channel, message of today is message of forgiveness. As you know, in the silsila blessings of Islam, Mufti Muhammad Qasim Al-Attari Al-Qadi Hafizahullah Ta'ala is always with us, and we ask him questions on a certain topic and he replies us. Let's move to Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, the first question of today, that there are five pillars of Islam to testify the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal and the prophethood of our beloved master Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then four worships, Salah, fasting and Hajj and Zakat. So my question is, when these are only five things which are pillars of Islam, then why there are a lot of other details as well in our religion?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These five things, testimony of the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal and the prophethood of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the other four worships. So these are the pillars of Islam, and these five worships have symbolic importance. So these are pillars of Islam. So it means these are the parts of Islam, but it is not the whole Islam. Islam is wider than these five things. Though the basic of Islam is only testimony of the oneness of Allah and the prophethood of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that is the basic of Islam, because that is Iman. And all the other worships, so that is, you can say, that is something as detail of Islamic commandments. But Islam is not all about this. Islam is wider than that. And as in Hadith, it is mentioned, these are the pillars of Islam. These five things are the pillars of Islam. So it means Islam is like a building, and these are five pillars of that building. But we know building is not the name of only pillars. Building is the name of pillars and roof and walls and some other things as well. So similarly, Islam is a building. These five things are the pillars of Islam, but the building of Islam needs a roof, that needs walls, that needs something as decoration, and that needs something as safety and security. So the remembrance of Allah, recitation of the Holy Quran, and many other things, many other worships are the roof of that building of Islam, are the walls of that building of Islam, and manners and etiquettes, these are the decoration of that building. And abstaining from sins is safety for that building, because if a person doesn't take security measures, so what could happen to that building? That building could be demolished. Any kind of theft can occur into that building. So safety and security of that building is also very important. So that's why these five things are the pillars of Islam, and we believe in that, because that is the hadith of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But as building doesn't depend only upon five or four pillars, that needs something else as well. So similarly, the building of Islam needs some other things as well. And those are the commandments of Islam regarding farais and obligations and wajibat, are the commandments of Sharia regarding abstaining from sins, and the commandment of Sharia regarding etiquettes and manners. So when all these things are accumulated in one place, then that would be the complete building of Islam.
Acha Musab, but still, I mean, these are called five pillars. So pillars are more important than other things. So is it true in the case of these five things that these are the most important things in Islam?
Yeah, we can say these are the most important things in Islam. Because the person who observes these five things, the first thing is very important, because that is the seed for the field, and that is the main foundation of the building of Islam. testimony of the oneness of Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the other four things, so basically as long as a person is attached with these four worships, so he has some meditation, he has some thoughts in his mind regarding his worship and regarding his belief. Otherwise, the person who is away from these four worships, offering prayer and other things, so we observe those kind of people, though they perform other obligations of Islam, but they are considered and mostly they look like away from the basics of Islam. So that's why that person who observed these four worships, so he is very close to the spirit of Islam and very close to the basic of Islam.
Acha Mutsab, I mean these five things are called pillars. So pillar is a very important part of a building. So what we observe that if any one of the pillars falls or demolishes, so that building also starts, you know, coming down. So is it true if any one of these five pillars is lacking from the Islam of a person, so his Islam is in danger?
There are many sayings and there are many narrations regarding prayer, regarding performing Hajj. Jee. The prayer is a difference between Muslim and non-Muslim. And similarly regarding performing Hajj, the person who has means to perform Hajj, even then he doesn't perform Hajj. So now Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't care that person whether he dies on Islam or Judaism or on Christianity or any other religion. So there are many narrations regarding these worships. So that's why these worships have that kind of importance. If a person doesn't observe these worships, so there might be any inclination in his heart towards disbelief and towards other religion.
Acha Muhtasab, what we have read in the history books of Islam and in biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that people, they used to come in early days of Islam and they would accept Islam, and within few days they were able to learn the Islam as well. So in those days there were not a lot of details, but now what we are observing that there are a lot of details as well. So how would you, I mean, respond to this question, that in those days there were not a lot of details and now there are a lot of details?
I think this is misconception which can come to the mind of people. Otherwise, we know that our religion depends upon Quran and Hadith. Okay, we derive our religion from Quran and Hadith. We learn from these two. Quran and Hadith were found at that time as well, because Quran was revealed that time and Ahadith were said by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time. So Quran and Hadith is not a small thing. Quran is a big book that is consisting of 500 pages, okay, 114 surahs and thousands of verses or ayat. Okay, so when Quran is a big book, so how can we say those people were able to understand and learn the whole religion within a few days? Were they able to learn the whole Quran within a few days? Okay, and as far as the matter of ahadith, so ahadith is much more bigger than in size, that is much more bigger than Quran, that is might be 10 times more than the size of Quran. So was it possible for those people to learn the whole ahadith within a few days? So that's why I think it is only misconception. And the another thing, these farz of Islam, as these four worships of Islam, the pillars of Islam, the basic of Islam, they were that time as well. And the other obligations of our body and our spirit, our soul, the obligations of our heart, these were the commandments of Islam that time as well. So was it possible to learn all the commandments of prayer, fasting, zakah and hajj within a few days, and the other obligations of body and heart? So could they learn within a few days? It is impossible. So basically, what was the difference? Because those were the early days of Islam, that was the beginning of Islam. That's why the people came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they learned some basics of Islam. Then sometimes the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to send someone with them to teach them the other commandments of Islam. And some people came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 15 days, for 20 days, for 30 days. Then when they went back to their home, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes sent someone with them, And sometimes the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded them to send their own person from their tribe, one person to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that he can learn the other commandments of Islam from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he went back to them and then he taught them. So that was the tradition of that time, because it was very difficult for those people, the people of those tribes who were very far from Medina. They came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 1 year, for 2 years. That was very difficult. So that's why that was the tradition and that was the routine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there is one difference which can be observed and which can be we make mention, that what is that difference? The difference was this, those Sahaba Ikram who visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they accepted Islam in front of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they got the blessings of the prophethood and the messengership of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So due to the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes when they learned some basics of Islam, so they carried out those commandments in proper way with full spirit. So then they didn't need sometimes more detail of that commandment. For example, regarding worships of Allah Azza wa Jal, they learned only one thing. They have to worship Allah Azza wa Jal with full sincerity. They understood and they learned only the meaning of sincerity. What is that? When they learned that the meaning of sincerity, that we have to worship Allah Azza wa Jal only for the sake of Allah, there wouldn't be any other intention in our mind. We will never get any worldly benefit from our worships. We will offer prayer, we will pay zakah, we will perform hajj, we will fast in the month of Ramadan, in other months, we will do all these worships only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We will recite the Holy Quran only for the pleasure of Allah. We will remember Allah Azza wa Jalla only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, because of the blessings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of the closeness with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they got that spirit in their heart, and they inculcated that spirit into their mind. So, due to that, they didn't need to learn regarding showing off and ostentation. Because when their focus is only upon sincerity, so why did they need learning regarding showing off? So that was enough for them. So that's why when they learned only regarding sincerity, so now because we live in this age and we are in many ways we show off our deeds. So that's why we need to learn about showing off, what is the meaning of that, what are the kinds of that, what are the signs and symbols of that, and how can we abstain from that. So we are in the need of learning that whole knowledge. But those people, because their focus was only upon sincerity, so if anyone follows those people in that way, he focuses upon only sincerity and he doesn't think about showing off and about any other bad intention, he doesn't need to learn regarding showing off and ostentation. So what is that? So basically, because their focus was only upon that, so that's why that one thing was enough for that. Now we need knowledge 10 times more than them, but the one portion of knowledge was enough for them regarding sincerity. Similarly, in the matters of human rights, in the matters of the rights of people, they learned a few things, that we will never consider any person as inferior to us. Every person, if he is Muslim, then he is better than us. And we will never consider any person inferior and mean and worthless. So when they learn that thing and they learn some other thing, what? We will never get any envy regarding any person. We won't be jealous of any Muslim. So they learned only these three or four things. We will never tease any person. We will never irritate any person. So they learned only four things. Then they carried on these four commandments in full spirit. After that, they didn't need to learn regarding the rights of neighbor, regarding the rights of their colleagues, regarding the rights of other people, regarding the rights of their fellow travelers. So they didn't need to learn all those commandments. And when they went to the field of business and job, they learned a few things. They will never break promise. They will never tell a lie to anyone. They will never deceive any person. They will never do any wrong in their business. So they learned only these four or five things. After that, they got steadfast upon that. So then they didn't need to learn other commandments regarding business because they have learned the basics of those commandments. So that's why they learned only four or five things of each field. But after that, that learning and that knowledge was enough for them. Then there were some other commandments of Sharia, which are the rights of Sharia. Though there is no laws for anyone, but those were the rights of Sharia as interest. Sometimes the person who is paying interest, he is happy because he is earning something, he is getting benefit from that. And the person who is being interest, who is being given interest, he is also earning. And he is satisfied with that. There is no loss for any of those people. But because consuming interest is haram because of the right of Sharia. So that's why, so there were some commandments which are the rights of Sharia. So they fulfilled those commandments of Sharia. So these four or five things were enough for them in their whole life. So that's why, though they learned sometimes less than us, but because they acted upon that with full spirit and completely, so that knowledge was enough for them. So that might be the difference between us and between those people. Otherwise, Quran and Hadith, so that was same as it is nowadays, and the other commandments of Sharia are same as they were at that time, so they are nowadays as well. But because their practicing style was different from us, so that's why they needed less learning for us, and they acted upon that.
Subhanallah, what a beautiful answer. Dear viewers of Madni channel, very simple thing, that they had lot of amal, action, that's why they didn't need lot of knowledge. And we today have lot of knowledge, but unfortunately we don't have lot of action. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to be practicing Muslims. And then Mufti Sahab also made mention of four things, the four habits of Sahaba Ikram. One of them was that they never thought about anyone that he is inferior to us. It is written, I read somewhere in a book that a Buzurg was asked that you are very humble, and when you are dealing with other people, your humility is very visible. So what is the reason? Opening the secret behind his humbleness, he said that if anyone who is elder than me comes to me, so I think that because he is elder than me, so he must have started the good actions before me, so his good actions, his virtues are more than me. And if anyone who is younger than me in age comes to me, so I think that he is younger than me, and that's why his sins are also less than me. And just because of that, I treat him very kindly and I become very humble in front of him. Dear viewers of Madni channel, it's all about your mindset. When you think that you are sinner, you become humble. But when you think that you are pious, then Shaitan puts ujb, vanity, and some sort of arrogance in your heart, and then you end up wasting your actions. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to have sound mindset, which will make us beloved of Almighty Allah. Mufti Sahab, Islam was not so difficult. Some people, they say, Islam was not so difficult in early ages. But as time is passing, so Islam is becoming very difficult. So is it true?
I think that is another misconception which should be removed from the minds of Muslims. Otherwise, what was easy in that time and what is difficult in our age, if we compare the commandments of that time with the commandments of our time, so there wouldn't be any difference. For example, our farais, our obligations, the four worships of Islam, if we take offering five time prayers, so five time prayers in every season, in every weather, in every month, in the whole year, offering those five time prayers is not easy. that was difficult that time as well as nowadays. But the people of that time, they offer. And the people of this time are saying that is very difficult to offer. Okay, there is no changing in offering prayer. Offering prayer with congregation, and might be there are many conveniences and comforts nowadays. Because for example, in many massages, in summer season, AC is installed in our masajid. In winter season, there is heater in our masajid. And what is available in masajid? And the masajid are in every locality, in every street. So the people can go there within within 1 minute, 2 minutes. But in that time, the people went to masjid in 15 minutes, in 20 minutes, but they used to go to masjid. So in offering prayer, there is no difference. Might be there is difficulty was that time, not nowadays. And offering Zuhr prayer in summer season with congregation in masjid, that is very difficult. And that for that time as well as this time. And similarly, offering Fajr prayer and Isha prayer in winter season and making wuzu with cold water in winter season, that is very difficult. Okay, paying zakat for that person who is too much wealthy, 25 million rupees is the zakat of that person who has 1 billion rupees.
1 billion.
Okay, because 2.5 is zakat. So paying 25 million rupees is very difficult for that person who is very healthy and who is very wealthy and rich person. But that time people paid zakat, and nowadays the people are saying, no, that is very difficult to pay. Performing Hajj was the most difficult job that time. But nowadays, ACs are installed everywhere in Mina, in Arafat, in Masjid-e-Haram, in Masjid-e-Nabawi, everywhere. A lot of comforts and convenience are available there. And that time, what was that time? Nothing. No AC, no fan, no electricity, no convenience, no comfort. But the people used to perform Hajj. So, in that way, if we see, being practicing Muslim was difficult that time, not nowadays. And similarly, observing fast in summer season, observing fast is not easy as nowadays. In many areas where there is summer season and that is on peak and it is too hot in those areas, so observing fast is not easy. And in those countries where the fast is consisting of 21 hours or 20 hours, so being remaining hungry for 20 hours, 21 hours is not easy. Okay, but it was that time as well, because the commandment of observing fast is not new nowadays. That has been since the days of Islam, when the first time it was made obligated, since that time it has been obligation over us. So that's why, if we look at the basic commandments of Sharia, which are the pillars of Islam and which are the basics of Islam, there is no changes in those. So now if the people don't have courage to perform, to offer those worships and to observe those worship, whose fault is this? The people of this age, because they are discouraged and they don't show that courage in offering worships, the courage what they show in their worldly matters, in their worldly affairs. And the other commandments of Sharia, for example, there are many other obligations of body and heart. Those were at the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and in early ages, and those are obligations over us nowadays as well. So there is no excuse in this matter, because those obligations are same in past and now and in present time and in future. And similarly, there are some other commandments which are the commandments of Quran and Hadith. For example, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned the attributes of pious people who are the special bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jalla as Ibadur Rahman, as the pious pious people who have the highest piety. So what were their qualities and what are their qualities? Those were not special for only those people, and those are not only commandments only for us. Those were the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla for those people as well as for us. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Those people who spend their nights in front of their Lord while doing Qiyam and Sajda. So they spend their nights in doing Sajda and Qiyam. Those were the qualities of pious people. Whether they belong to that time or they belong to our time. Okay. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهِمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At late night, they seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So at late night, they wake up and they see forgiveness from Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Their sides away remain away from their beds. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. They call the Lord, they worship the Lord. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. In fear and in hope. So, they remain away from their beds. Mean, they remain waking up all the night. They seek the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. They recite the Holy Quran. They remember Allah Azza wa Jalla all the night. So these were the qualities of pious people. Then the other qualities Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned for everyone, whether those were the people of that time or the people of our time. Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those people who spend in the path of Allah, in adversity and in prosperity, whatever condition is there, they spend their wealth in the path of Allah, in adversity and prosperity. وَالْقَالِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ. And they repress their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they pardon other people. So these were the qualities of pious people. So are these commandments only for us? Are these were the commandments for those people as well? So these qualities are same for every age and every time. So how can we say that Islam was very easy that time and now it is very difficult? If pardoning other people, if forgiving other people, if spending in the path of Allah in adversity, even in adversity, if that is difficult for us, so that was difficult for those people as well. If awaking all the night is difficult for us, that was difficult for those people as well. If seeking forgiveness in the last moments of night, if that is difficult for us, so that was difficult for those people as well. So there is no difference between those people and our. Now what is the difference? Why do we consider these worships and these qualities very difficult for us? That is a matter of courage. That is a matter of zeal, enthusiasm and the passion. Those pious predecessors, those pious Muslims, they have passion and they have courage to do those worships. And they had strong desire in their heart to please Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why they did all those worships. And people like us, because we are discouraged, we are demotivated, we don't have courage for offering prayer, we don't have courage for waking up all the night, we don't have courage for recitation of the Holy Quran in abundance. So because we have lack of courage and passion and motivation and zeal and enthusiasm, so that's why we consider these worships very difficult. Otherwise there is no difference. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah burdens not any person beyond his scope. Allah doesn't burden any person beyond his scope. And Allah said in the Holy Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah intends ease for you, and He doesn't want to make things difficult for you. That is the verse of the Holy Quran, and that is the promise of the Holy Quran. Allah wants ease for us, and He doesn't want to make things difficult for us. So when that is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that's why religion was not easy for those people, and it is not difficult for us. It depends upon courage. So the person who has courage, who has love with Allah Azza wa Jal in full, so for that kind of people, offering 5-time prayer, that is very, very easy. Even offering the whole night, offering prayer the whole night, waking up the whole night and spending their whole wealth in the path of Allah, that is very easy for them because they have passion and they have strong desire and intention to please Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why for that person who doesn't have their courage, offering 5-time prayer is very difficult for us, for him. And that person who has that desire to please Allah Azza wa Jal, if he spends all his wealth in the path of Allah, that would be difficult for him, as it has happened with Sahaba-i-Kiram and with many other Salaf Salihin. But the person who is stingy and who is very mean and who doesn't have that courage and motivation, so spending even 5 rupees would be very difficult for him. His soul will be go out of his body if he spent 5 rupees in the path of Allah. So the matter depends upon courage and motivation and love with Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why our awliya-e kiram, our pious predecessors and salaf salihin, they emphasize upon the love with Allah Azza wa Jalla. They put emphasize only upon that, because they know when we increase that love in our heart, every difficult things would be easy for us. Because then we bear that difficulty for the pleasure of Allah. And when we know that we are bearing that difficulty, we are facing that difficulty for getting the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal will get pleased with us when we face these difficulties. We observe fast in summer season, we perform Hajj in summer season, and we offer prayer at night, and we offer Zuhr prayer in congregation in summer season, and we offer Fajr prayer and Isha prayer with congregation in winter season. So all these difficulties would be easy for us, and we will face all these difficulties because in our mind, there in our hearts, there will be the love of Allah, and there will be the passion and intention to please Allah, to please Allah.
Dear viewers of Madni channel, it's all about love for Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is love for Allah Azza wa Jal which makes a Muslim bear all the difficulties in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Huzur Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, out of love for Allah Azza wa Jal, it was his habit to remain awake whole night reading Quran. And it is written that from the wuzu of Isha Salah, he would offer Fajr Salah. Same regarding Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. It is written in the biography of Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that once he was sitting in woods, in a jungle, and he was remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, making zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and all of a sudden he started hitting his thighs. So when he was asked that what is the reason that you are hitting your thighs, he said, the spirituality, the delight, the spiritual state of ecstasy which I am enjoying, kings of this time, in spite of having large kingdom, lot of fortune and wealth and property and servants around them, still they are deprived of this peace of heart and mind and this tranquility. And it is because of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal that they were able to remain alone in the jungles, in the forests. And it was just because of love of Allah Azza wa Jal that they were able to bear all the worships in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal grant us His love and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam's loves. Mufti sahab, nowadays there are lot of masajid, as you also made mention that almost on every corner there is masjid, and it is very easy to offer prayer. Lot of masajids, many organizations are working for the propagation of Islam, but still we can't see, you know, big impact on Muslim society. So still people are, you know, lot of people are not practicing Muslim, and they are arrested in the moral corruption. So what is the reason that these masajids or these organizations are unable to put the desired impact upon the lives of Muslims?
Masajid are inspiring people, and they have impact over people. That's why whatever virtue we are observing in our society, that is because of masajid and madaris and scholars and mashayikh. If they were not in our society, then you see the condition. As you can observe the condition of those countries in which there is no masjid, no madrasa, no scholar, no shaykh. What is the condition of those countries? There is no Muslim scholar there. There is no reforming movements there. So what is the condition of those countries? So that's why in those countries where there are masajid and scholars and mashayikh and madaris, the condition of those countries is better than the other countries. The first thing. The second thing is that if you turn on one AC in a room, and you turn on one heater in the same room, but the AC is only one and the heaters are 10, so what would be the outcome? What would be the result? We can easily understand what would be the result when there is only one AC and 10 heaters. So the heat would overcome over the coldness of that AC. So similarly, that is the condition of our society. If there are some masajid, there is cinema in every house. In the whole locality, there are 5 masajid. If in one street there is one masjid, but in one street there are 20 houses, And in every house, in each house, there is one cinema in the form of TV. There is cinema in the form of dish. There is cinema in the form of cable. So what would be the outcome? So that's why masajid have their own impact. They are inspiring people. They are making the mind of people. But because we have cinemas in our own house, that's why the adversity, according to being practicing Muslim, adversity is more than prosperity. So that is the first thing. Other than that, what is the environment of our schools and colleges and our universities and our markets and our shops and our malls and shopping malls? Wherever we go, the condition is worse. One masjid, 10 malls, 10 shops, 10 markets, 10 schools, 10 colleges, 2 universities, every house is cinema. So that's why the competition, there is no competition between masajid and these places of evils. One masjid is against 100 places of evils. So that's why the masajid have impact, but their impact is very less. And the impact and the side effect of those schools and colleges and those evil places, so that is much more than that. Okay. The one thing. And other than that, there are many movements, there are many organizations which have been organized and formed only for creating disorder in the minds of Muslims. How many movements, they are working only for that purpose. So they are creating disorder and turmoil in the minds of people. They are misguiding the people. So these organizations are more than those organizations who are working for the reforms of Muslims, which are working for the reforms of Muslims. And other than that, nowadays another problem is this, that there are many scholars, in the name of scholars, they are misinterpreting the teachings of Islam. So as a few days ago, I listened to one person. He was speaking regarding Taraweeh. So he was asked regarding Taraweeh, was it the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is it the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So that fool person was saying that Taraweeh is no prayer. Taraweeh is not a prayer. That is not a special prayer. There are only 5 prayers. So that was only special for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that was tahajjud. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ordered to offer tahajjud prayer, as Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِرَةً لَكَ. So that was the routine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, offering tahajjud prayer. And some people, they followed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the other people made that as a tradition among them, and they started offering Taraweeh. That person is considered as Muslim. That is the mentality of these people. So when these kind of people are misguiding people in the name of Islam, in the name of the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so how can people be guided in proper way? So that's why nowadays another problem, due to that we are not observing the desired impact of masajid and madaris and scholars over people, because scholar, in the name of scholar, there are many deviant people who are misguiding Muslims, and they are putting whispers, the satanic whispers, in the minds of those Muslims, and they are misguiding them. So then that is the condition. So I think in that worse competition, if masajid are playing any role, that is much more beautiful, and that is much more effective. Though in that condition they are working and they are guiding people and they are leading people in proper way and they are working for the reforms of Muslims.
Okay, then there is another thing, I mean almost the same question, meaning religion, it is representative of reformation in the society, in especially the Islam, even the literal meaning of Islam, a peace. So when Islam represents reformation, and then reformation of the character of the Muslims, but in spite of this aspect of Islam, this quality of Islam, still we see that Muslims, most of them, are not practicing. So what is the reason?
We observe, really, it is true that we observe many evils and many problems in our society, particularly in Muslim society. But the reason is not to follow Islam. Why? Because I would say Islam is like a prescription. If the best prescription is available for us, and we take that, we put that in our pocket, and we keep that with us every time, from morning to evening, evening to morning, and we never act upon that, we never follow that prescription, will it work or not? It is obvious it won't work. So similarly, the matter of Islam is a prescription, that is entire guidance, that is total guidance in every aspect of life, in every walks of life. But the problem of Muslim is this, that they don't follow that prescriptions. They are very far from that. Otherwise, if we recite the Holy Quran with understanding and with consideration and concentration, and we follow a few commandments of Quran, not all the commandments. All the commandments is something else. If we follow only a few commandments of the Holy Quran, our society will get better. That will get reformed. In which way? As I would say, Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us regarding our parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَ. Do good with your parents. Now if we follow this one commandment of Quran and we do good with our parents in every aspect of life and in every age of our parents, then what would be the outcome of that commandment, that following and that practice? Our parents would be happy with us, they would be satisfied with us, our house would be full of happiness and comforts and satisfaction. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us regarding wives, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Live with them honorably. Live with them honorably means you give honor to them. They should give honor to you. You should fulfill the rights of them. They should fulfill your rights. So what would be the result? Because in Ahadith, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned the rights of husband and wife. What are the rights of wives over husband, and what are the rights of husband over wives? Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They are rights for women over their husbands. They are rights for women over their husbands. And husbands have rights over their wives. Means on the both sides, there are some rights, there are some duties, there are some responsibilities. Though they have some other things as well, but they have rights. So the husband has to fulfill the rights of his wife, and the wife has to fulfill the rights of her husband. So if we follow only this one commandment of Quran, so what would be the environment of our house, and what would be the environment at the end of our society? That will totally change. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us regarding our neighbors, wal jaril junub, and that is in a sequence, do good with your neighbors. So there are many rights of neighbors. If we fulfill those rights, so our behavior with our neighbors is very good. So what would be the environment of that state and of that locality? Everyone would be satisfied with the other, and no one will irritate and tease to other. That would be the outcome. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has commanded us regarding the common people, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak good to people. Speak good to people. Whatever you speak to other people, that would be good. That would be in good way. That would be good behavior. So when our speaking would be good, so everything depends upon our speaking. If one abuses other person, the result would be different. And if someone is behaving other people in good way, and he speaks politely, he politely with humbleness to other people, the result would be different. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered us regarding wealth, regarding the monetary matters, that وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Do not consume the wealth of each other in a wrong way. So when one oppresses other person, he snatches the wealth of someone, or steals the wealth of someone, or he does wrong with the wealth of any other person, so the result would be very dangerous. But when he will follow this commandment, لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل, never consume the wealth of your own person or other person in the wrong way, means with snatching, with thieving, and with stealing, and with taking as bribe and consuming as interest. So don't consume the wealth of other people in that way, so then the result will be different. So Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded, Allah Azza wa Jal has given many commandments to us. If we follow those, then the Muslim society would be much more better than the society of other people. But because we don't follow even a few commandments of Quran and Hadith, so that's why there is adversity in our society, there are problems in our society, there is inconvenience in our society and discomfort in our society. So that all those problems are not because of following Islam, those are because of not following Islam. So that's why if we change our way of thinking and we follow the commandments of Quran and Hadith, so then the society would change.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, what a beautiful answer from Mufti Sahab, and it must have removed misconception from minds of many people that it is not Islam because of which we are in trouble. It is because of not practicing upon Islam that entire Muslim nation is in trouble. And then Mufti Sahab was saying that as some people, they have misconception that there are a lot of organizations working but there is no impact on the society. There is impact on the society, although that is very little, but still, if today you are sitting in front of Madani channel, it is impact of the movement of reformation, it is impact of the dawah work, it is impact of neki ki daawat that you are sitting in front of Madani channel, while other people, they might be watching other channels, but you are watching this channel. And then if we are sitting here and educating you, so this is impact of the neki ki daawat, and it is impact of Dawat-e-Islami, and it is impact of Islamic reformative movement that we are sitting and educating you. With these words, I make dua that may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal give you long life with health, and may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make all of us practicing Muslim. Ameen, Ameen, Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys